Mo Brooks, Exclusion of Illegal Aliens in Congressional Apportionment Gives Power Back to Red States. By John Binder on July 22, 2020. Excluding illegal aliens from congressional apportionment counts will shift Washington, D.C. power from sanctuary states back to red states, Representative Mo Brooks, RL, says. On Tuesday, President Trump signed a memorandum to exclude illegal aliens from being counted when the federal government apportions congressional representation to the states, a reversal of existing policy that allows states with large illegal populations to soak up more political power by counting all residents. Brooks said he enthusiastically supports Trump's memorandum. Including illegal aliens, who, by definition, are transients and not residents of any state, in the census apportionment count undermines 14th Amendment equal protection one man, one vote principles, Brooks said in a statement. Red states, Brooks has long warned, were set to unfairly lose out on congressional representation just because they do not incentivize driving up their population via incentives for illegal aliens. The issue spurred a lawsuit by Brooks and the state of Alabama against the federal government, demanding illegal aliens be excluded from congressional apportionment counts. If illegal aliens are included in the apportionment count, Alabama will likely lose representation in the U.S. House and Electoral College to the benefit of sanctuary states that promote illegal immigration, Brooks said, adding, "I stand for fair and equal representation of American citizens. That's why in May of 2018, I joined Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall on behalf of the state of Alabama, in suing in federal court to prevent illegal aliens from being included in the census apportionment count." President Trump's executive order highlights the importance of this case. Brooke has previously estimated that if there are roughly 15 million illegal aliens living in the U.S., and if they are counted in congressional apportionment, they could help secure 20 additional congressional seats and electoral college votes for blue states. A 2018 analysis by Breitbart News determined that going further, only counting American citizens in congressional apportionment, would shift political power away from coastal states with large illegal populations and toward middle America. Today, there are an estimated 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. The census estimates that at current legal and illegal immigration levels, by 2060, about 1 in 6 residents will have been born outside the country. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.